So, with regard to regorafenib, I know you had another patient, a gentleman with metastatic disease that received this drug. Can you talk a little bit about his situation at the time at which he started the regorafenib?
So this is a 53-year-old male that I had taken care of with a metastatic colon cancer, primarily to the liver. At the onset of his diagnosis, we checked his KRAS status to see if we could give him the drug cetuximab in the future, and he was KRAS wild type. So we knew that was going to be an option, which was very beneficial. But we decided he had no concerns regarding the possibility of perforation because his primary colon cancer was going to be left in place. Due to the extensive disease in his liver, he was never going to become a resectable candidate. So we started him on FOLFOX and bevacizumab. He did quite well on that, really had minimal side effects. But over about the 9 months that he was on that drug combination, he did develop a neuropathy that really got to him at the end of the treatment, to the point where he was contemplating, I don't know if I can take much more of this. Unfortunately, around that same time, we did a CAT scan and he had evidence of progressive disease in the liver. So after that, we put him on FOLFIRI and we did keep the bevacizumab going.
So that's the strategy we just talked about related to your other patient of keeping the bevacizumab going and switching the chemotherapy.
Absolutely. And it actually worked really well for him as well. Again, he tolerated this for quite a bit of time. I think on this regimen, he was probably on it about 7 months and did well. He did have some of the side effects from irinotecan, in particular diarrhea, which was actually a kind of a struggle for him. But we were able to work through that with a very stringent and diligently applied bowel regimen on his part. And then he had evidence again of progression. So we decided that we would give him irinotecan and cetuximab. And he did extraordinarily well on that. He had a florid EGFR rash, which we tried to attenuate a bit with the STEP protocol, skin protocol, which worked really well for him. And then after that, when he had progressive disease, again, that was a little shorter interval. That was about a 4-month interval. We decided, looking at our options, that we would try regorafenib. We wanted to try a novel approach instead of, for instance, aflibercept and FOLFIRI. So he was given regorafenib, but from our prior experience with other patients on this drug, we decided instead of starting him at the full 160 milligram dose, we would instead start him at a 50% or 80 milligram dose and slowly escalate him based on his side effects. That strategy worked really well for him. We were somewhat concerned about how he was going to tolerate the regorafenib because, due to the liver dominant disease, he had at baseline abnormal liver function tests. And not strikingly so, but his alkaline phosphatase was about 220 and his AST was about 60. So, what we decided to do was weekly blood draws monitoring his liver function tests. And also daily blood pressure checks for high blood pressure. And we started a very stringent skincare regimen with him to try to prevent the hand-foot syndrome.